Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, before we get to the good, the bad, and the dumb, a reminder, everyone's temperature varies throughout the day, so it's important that you screen for fever in the morning and in the evening. Fever, a sign of COVID-19. Stay safe with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. All right, it's Friday. We're heading into the weekend, and then we're into the holiday week. What's the good of the day? I'm already feeling good now. I could feel even better. What's the good of the day?
Yeah, well, I mean, you want to feel really good? How about a bonus good? How about two goods in one day?
Two goods?
Yeah, I saw this story. At first, I was like, oh, is this going to be a dumb thing? But then I started thinking about it a little bit more, and I'm like, you know what? I'm totally behind this. Steve Cohen is talking about having a Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yes!
Where every year, what is it? It's July 1st, right?
July 1st!
Every year on July 1st, it's Bobby Bonilla Day. Brings Bobby Bonilla out via golf cart or via Mets bullpen cart, whatever they, however they want to dress it up, and they present him with an oversized check.
I think this is a brilliant idea.
And then I guess, you know, maybe drive around the stadium so the fans can, you know, salute him and thank him for his time with the Mets.
I think this is a brilliant idea because Steve Cohen, who just bought this team, is like, look, this isn't my sin, but I got to take care of it, and I can take care of it. So instead of us being laughed at every July 1st for a deal I didn't make, why don't I just have a good time with
it? Have some fun with it.
And just have some fun with it and let everybody know that as the new owner of this team, I'm going to make light of this scenario that everyone picks on us every single year for.
I mean, you got to do it at least once. Do it the first time.
Do it at least once.
See how it feels. Maybe Bobby Bonilla is a little embarrassed by it. But why would you? You're getting a $1 million check every year, what, until 2035?
I would be at Citi Field tomorrow if I was Bobby Bonilla. I'd be like, yes, damn right you're giving me that check every single July 1st.
Yeah.
I earned it. You know, I earned it. That's not my problem.
I'm already picturing, you know, marketing. You know, give a bobblehead. Bobby Bonilla bobblehead holding a big check.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, good until 2035.
I love that.
It's fantastic.
I love that Bobby Bonilla story every July 1st. I love it because
it's
Bonilla. There are some people who have written the economics. I don't care. They're like, it was better for the Mets. No, I don't care. It's funny because the Mets have to pay this check every single year. Bobby Bonilla is like the mafia when they go, hey, could you help me with something? I have a problem with this one. Yeah, we'll take that. Just give us a couple percent. And you have to give them a couple percent forever because they took care of that one thing. That's Bonilla. Bonilla took care of one thing for them. And they said, yeah, no worry. We're making so much money off this thing, this Bernie Madoff thing. Don't you worry. The checks will be pouring in.
Year after year.
And Bonilla's like, just give me a couple percent. I'm okay. And every year they have to do this. If I'm Steve Cohen, I'm like, you know what? Let's celebrate this as a Metsy thing. I'm the Mets owner. Let's have fun. I hope he does it. I hope he does it too. I think it's great.
I think it's fantastic. Brilliant idea. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Me either. I think you're right. There might be a little trepidation on Bonilla's part. Like, I'd rather just get my check and give me my money. But at the same time,
you know, what's he doing? He's out of the limelight. This is something where we celebrate him year after year because it won't just be a Mets thing. I mean, maybe, you know, year six or seven into it, it might be a Mets thing. But for us, the first year, that's a nationwide talking point.
Yeah. I like that oversized check idea, too. You know what I mean?
Maybe he'll have an issue with that.
Yeah.
All I'm picturing is that one guy. Remember the movie Semi-Pro?
Yeah, that's just true. Yeah.
I keep going to cash his check and they won't take it.
Yeah, I kind of understand that. So,
But I'm all for it.
Couldn't you like have him come out there and like play the Price is Right theme or something? Like when he comes out there?
Something, you know.
Like, okay, I'm going to play the theme. Here, see if you get this. Hold on. And like imagine Bonilla coming out of like a cart.
Yeah.
And just like walking up, like kind of doing that slow jog of excitement, getting his big check.
I don't know. He might be walking at this point.
That's true. He could be walking at this point. Yeah, you never know. That's a good idea. All right, what's the second good of the day?
The second good of the day, a little partial dumb because I didn't even know this tournament existed, but Tiger Woods is set to play one more tournament this year.
Yeah, I saw this.
PNC Championship.
Yeah, he's going to play with his boy.
He's going to play with his son. How fantastic is this? Now, this tournament, the PNC, it's the event formerly known as the PNC Father-Son Challenge. They had to get rid of the father. No, they had to get rid of the son part of it because
you have a you have daughters in this.
Well, Annika Sorenstam is playing in this tournament.
With her father. Oh, I got you. Okay, that's
so
pretty cool.
Can't have father and son when it's right. father and daughter there. But it's only reserved for those players who have won a major or the PGA Championship.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, but the field, I mean, this is going to be televised. And I don't know why it's never been televised. This field looks fantastic.
So you've got all of these players bringing their kids with them.
Yes.
To play golf.
Yes.
All right.
And some of them, I mean, some of them are older. Obviously, you know, you have like a father, you know, an older father who's playing with his, you know, 20-something-year-old son or, you know, maybe even older than that.
Yeah.
Tiger is going out there with Charlie, which I love. This is fantastic.
I think it's cool.
But other people in this tournament, I'm just going to read off a few names. John Daly, Jim Furyk, Padraig Harrington.
John Daly's kid is really good.
Yeah, Lee Jansen.
Lee Jansen.
Bernard Langer, who just tore up the Masters.
Isn't his son a little old to be playing
maybe,
this?
Maybe. I don't know. Greg Norman. It's not a kid thing. That's the thing. It's
Wait a minute. Well, so what do you mean it's not a kid thing? It's not a father-son slash
I don't think it's
sibling
a father,
tournament?
It's not a father-kid thing.
It's a father-son
thing. It's a father-son tournament.
Well, so your kid could be 42 is
right.
And be in this thing. Okay.
That's what I'm gathering from it. Gary Player and his grandson.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
You know, Justin Thomas and his father.
Yeah.
You know, Lee Trevino will be out there with his son.
So on the one hand, you get to see major champions play golf. And on the other hand, you get to see spoiled golf brats play golf as well. Is that what we're saying?
Well, if you want
to
dress
brats,
it down that way. I mean, you're kind of sucking the fun out of
well,
it there.
Okay. But can you imagine being a kid that's like at a local public course? He's hitting terrible range balls every day to try to make it, you know, make them something, make it on tour. And then there's a tournament where all these wealthy golfers and their kids who grow up with putting greens in the backyard are playing golf on television.
Yeah. Well, I can picture that. I'm not trying to
go. That would make me kind of like, I got to go out there and play harder.
I don't want to go down that route. I'm trying to have some fun, Tony.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, look, I mean, okay, let me clarify this.
Yes.
I hate to be like this. Don't get me wrong, but I don't need 100 feel good sports stories. All right. Watching Charlie Woods play golf with his dad. Great. That's fine. I would want to see Tiger play golf. I couldn't care less about Charlie playing golf. Does that make sense?
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, oh my God. An 11-year-old prodigy of Tiger Woods is I have no reason to care about that. I like Tiger playing golf.
But what if he tears it up?
He's 11.
I know.
He's not going to tear it up.
We don't know that.
Did you see the scorecard for when he had that good round?
Yes.
The longest hole was 300 yards.
Yeah, he probably still
beat
me.
He's not hitting. He's not birdieing a 424-yard par four. Like he was playing a pitch and putt course. That's still a great accomplishment. Don't get me wrong, but let's not pretend at 11 he's hitting it 320. You know, he's gonna play from the little tees and tee it up with his dad.
Yeah, does Tiger get to tee it up from there, or does he
I wish he would.
Does he have to hit from the further back? And you know, to that point, does Lee Trevino, who's a little bit older in age, does he still have to hit from the black tees?
If I'm Lee Trevino, man. Yeah, you got to. Lee Trevino's old.
Yeah, I know.
How old's Lee Trevino?
Old.
Lee Trevino was 50, like when I was in high school. He's got to be in his 80s.
He's got to be, right?
He's got to be. Lee Trevino, I remember Lee Trevino going on the senior tour at 50, probably 90, 91?
He's 80.
Okay. So, yeah, it was about 30 years ago. Man, if he still can play. Gary Player can still play. Yeah, so there you go. All right, what's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day. I lost my page. Hold on. The bat of the day. Wonder Woman 1984. Did you hear about this?
No.
So Wonder Woman 1984 is going to be released to HBO Max on Christmas Day.
What?
Right? It's the latest Wonder Woman movie. They've been holding off on releasing it to major theaters because, you know, they want people to be there.
Do you know why they're doing this?
Well,
go ahead. Finish the story.
I think it's just because they need to get it out.
Because it stinks.
Because it stinks? You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
I guarantee you they did testing on this film and it stinks. And they went, ah, crap, we're not reshooting this thing.
Yeah. But where I'm thinking about it is that this would have been a huge summer blockbuster. Whether it stunk or not, a lot of people would have gone first weekend to check it out.
Yep.
Is this ushering in a new era of film releases?
I think
I know you and I have talked about it over and over again, but we're starting to see more and more of this because, you know, we hear about, you know, AMC might be closing completely because no one's going. They're running out of cash. They'll be out of cash by the end of the year. And then you have a movie like this, which would have been great for the box office. They're just going to release it to HBO Max now.
All right, real quick. I'm going to give you my thoughts on this real quick. Yes, is there a romanticized feel about going to the movie theater? Yeah, where it's a big screen and popcorn and bringing your friends. Is there? Of course. But you know what? I never complained and I never looked for another way to get movies than when I went to a Blockbuster or a Hollywood Video. I never thought this stinks. I actually looked forward to going to Blockbuster and Hollywood Video. They had everything.
To check out the new releases.
They had new releases. Yep. And I could find any old movie that I wanted. Then Netflix came along and these other services came along, but they don't have everything. Like Netflix doesn't have every movie that was ever made ever. You only get what they have. And you have to go to, like, maybe you have to subscribe to something else or something else. But we've learned to accept that rather than going to a video store and renting a DVD.
But now we're in an era where there's so many different streaming services.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. Well, we don't miss that. We don't miss going to, we now accept the world that we have now, which is whatever streaming service you want to subscribe to, you get all these movies, etc. Same thing's going to happen in the movie theater industry. We're going to eventually go, yeah, that was nice. But you know what? Different time. We're now doing something else. We're not going to the theater anymore. We're not standing in line for tickets. We're not standing in line for popcorn. I think eventually you just sort of, it just becomes the norm of something else and you lose what you used to have.
Right.
And we are heading in that direction.
You know, drive-in movie theaters used to be a huge thing.
Sure, sure.
And now you're lucky if your town has one.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Or you know, a situation where, remember the, God, what's Miami Dolphin Stadium called?
Right now?
Yeah.
Hard Rock Cafe?
Hard Rock Stadium.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Remember when they said, hey, we're going to have a drive-in theater at our stadium?
Because that's right.
You know, they were just losing money. The stadium is just sitting there. No one's using it. And we celebrated that idea. That was a huge deal where you say that to anyone in the 50s or the 60s, they're like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Like, why not I just go down to, you know, the local drive-in like I always do?
So that's where I'm thinking. I think you're right.
I mean, as for me, like movie theater experience, I only go if it's a big budget action film that, you know, I want to see on a big screen.
Yeah.
I don't see like the rom-coms or any type of comedy.
Nope, I don't do those either. I wait. I have patience now. I didn't when I was younger, but I have more patience now to see a movie that's kind of like, I could go see that.
All right, we got to get to
the dumb of the day.
Dumb of the day, real quick. The dumb of the day is that the people have spoken. And that after all the backlash of not airing The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, they're going to be airing Thanksgiving Charlie Brown and Christmas Charlie Brown on TV.
On where?
PBS.
Wonderful. Our tax dollars in the making.
Yes. So finally, something good coming out of this. Because, you know, not having that on just TV, I mean, that's nostalgia for us.
Yeah. I love, man, I don't know. I just miss those. I want to see those. I want to see the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that in the first place.
Yeah, so Peppermint Patty rudely invites her to a Thanksgiving feast
and
with Charlie
friends.
Brown. And friends. Charlie Brown didn't ask for any of them to come over. They just came over.
And asking Charlie Brown, a 10-year-old, to make a traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
And Marcy has to finally lay down the reality to Peppermint Patty. It's like, you did invite yourself, sir.
Sir. He always called her sir.
And then Charlie Brown got his grandmother to haul in the rest of these kids that apparently have no families that are feeding them on Thanksgiving to lug them to grandmother's house.
So you can watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving November 22nd on PBS.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be commercial free.
Maybe.
Dollars at work.
Since it's PBS.
Brought to you by York Peppermint Patty. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.